Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, I can't say my signature line anymore. It is not Wednesday 6:30 p.m. and you do not know what that means anymore, because we have officially changed the time and date of SCW Radio. No longer will they be going down on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. from here forth until anything is changed. SCW Radio has a new time and date on Saturdays 3:00 p.m. and it just so happens that the first time we've done this whole date and time change, it is Halloween. So it is one of Sean Van's personal favorite holidays. I will have to give a happy Halloween out there to everybody. Well, maybe not everybody, but a couple people. So welcome, guys, to the new date and time of SCW Radio. Before we do anything, let's go ahead and give out that call-in number in case there's anybody out there who would like to be a part of SCW Radio this week. That number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. So go ahead, call in now. We'll be taking all callers here momentarily. Also, guys, another way you can get in touch with us here to be a part of SCW Radio this week is to visit blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on today's show, the 10/31/15 show, and there's will be a live chat, a pop-up there. You can contact us through that means as well. We'll answer any questions, comments, concerns you have right here live on SCW Radio. And with that said, let's go ahead and talk about the big event that went down this past Saturday, a week from today. What an event it turned out to be. It was WrestleFest 7. I think it goes without saying, we all know it's the biggest event in the calendar year for SCW Entertainment. And in my opinion and the opinions of several others, this show delivered. Now, with that said, we'll talk about the preliminary bout first, in which we would see a SCW Entertainment newcomer by the name of Tyler Storm defeat Kevin Phoenix one-on-one. And what a role Tyler Storm would play in WrestleFest just a little bit later on. But there you go, preliminary bout. Tyler Storm gets the W over Kevin Phoenix, a guy who's been in and out of SCW Entertainment several times over the last couple of years, and he's doing really big things, so big ups for him as well. As we move on to the first official match on the WrestleFest card, we would see a four-man ladder match to determine who would leave WrestleFest as the Internet Champion. And Cat Daddy would come out on top to retain his title over the Nefarious One, Carl Hager, Josh Ramsey, and Mr. Smith. Cat Daddy definitely had his hands full in this one, and regardless of how I feel about the guy personally, he pulled it out, and that says a lot. The next matchup was one that was not even promoted for the card and ended up being something that I quite frankly thought was going to be the mismatch of the century, as Aaron McClure defended his SCWX championship against a returning Sean Storm one-on-one. Now, earlier in the pre-show, Sean Storm, he came to the ring. He said he's apparently turning over this new maple leaf, I guess, for lack of a better term, and he wanted to do this on his own. He wanted to blah, 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 whatever. I'm pretty sure we're going to hear from Mr. Storm on this episode of SCW Radio. We'll fill in some blanks in at that point, but suffice to say that Mr. Storm is not exactly in my good graces at the moment. However, I'll give the devil his due. Sean Storm pulls out the upset of the damn millennium to pin, you heard me right, pin Aaron McClure 1-2-3 to become a four-time SCWX champion. And like I said about Cat Daddy earlier, regardless of how I feel about the guy, I'm not going to take that away from him. It was a big night. It was a big night. As we move on to the third match of the evening, we would see Ace Harris and Tony Lycan, the brothers, coming together for the very first time to not only team together, but defeat Crunch Time Bel Grande to become the number one contenders to the SCW Tag Team titles. I got to tell you, there was a lot of people saying that they couldn't trust each other, they couldn't be trusted. Hell, in the end, these guys came together and not only won the match, but did it flawlessly, in my opinion. As we move on to the fourth match of the evening at WrestleFest, in which we would see And guys, I got to tell you, I almost want to pause for a moment of silence here. Jackson Carter defeats the Professor Murdoch in a loser leaves SCW Entertainment match, which, as you sharp individuals out there may have guessed that and gathered, that means the Professor Murdoch must leave SCW Entertainment. If we could just pause for 1 second to just have a little moment of silence here, I got to tell you, SCW Entertainment losing the Professor Murdoch is not exactly my game plan. So let's just get like 5 seconds here, guys. All right. Okay, guys. And enough of that. We're going to move on to some good news out of this show. In the fifth match of the evening, we would see it, and I told everybody it was going to happen, and it did. Ben Wright defeated TJ Boss one-on-one after a little bit of an assist, I guess you could say, by my new associate, Mr. Tyler Storm. I told you he'd play a big role in this show later on. And as a result, Brian White has officially signed over his position as co-general manager of this company to Mr. Ben Wright. And I got to tell you, I couldn't be more happy about that. This is, I told everyone WrestleFest was going to be a great event, and it did turn out to be a great event. Ben Wright beats TJ Boss on the biggest show this company has to offer. New co-general manager, Ben Wright. Good luck dealing with him, Kevin Anderson. As we move on to the sixth and final match on the card, Anderson Strong defeats Dean Richards to become the brand new SCW, two-time, I should say, SCW heavyweight champion after a chair shot by Mr. Smith, sealing Dean's fate. Guys, in case you can't tell what's going on right now, SCW Entertainment is taking that step forward that I told you all it would take, and this is just the first step. Sean Van's SCW Entertainment is being born right now, the company that I envision with individuals who take no prisoners and are here to kick ass. Your Anderson Strongs, your Ben Wrights. This is what's happening, guys, and this is where SCW Entertainment is heading. And if you don't like it, well, you can either deal with it or you can get over it, because that is where the owner and promoter, yours truly, of this company, wants to take this company. So there you go, guys. WrestleFest 6, one hell of an event. I had a great time. Now, there's some people out there that want to discuss what happened in the match with Ben Wright and TJ Boss, where I was attacked and assaulted by an individual who does not work here and has not worked here in over 4 years. That individual, and you know what? I wasn't even going to say his name, but it's Bull McBride. Bull McBride, for any old-school SCW Entertainment fans, you may remember this bum who has apparently decided to rear his ugly face in my company again. And you know what? Just to give you the short version, I've made sure and ensured that this individual will not be able to step foot on any venue in which SCW Entertainment runs a show as long as we're there. So there you go, done deal. Enough about the whole Bull McBride. Bull McBride, he's not back. He doesn't work here, and he never will. So with that said, we're going to move right along, guys, and really quickly before we get into some calls, let's talk about it. We're not going to talk too in-depth about it, but I will say this. We're going to make some announcements that you might want to listen to. So with that said, SCW Entertainment presents its next event coming your way December the 19th. It is Toys for Tots 2015, an event that has always and probably will always be held at the Cornacre Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Showtime, 6 o'clock p.m. Those doors are going to open up at 6:30 p.m. And as every year, admission for this event is one unwrapped toy per entrant to what's going to be an incredible event. And I'll tell you why it's going to be an incredible event. Anyone who was at WrestleFest already heard, TJ Boss will step into the ring with Ben Wright one more time, this time inside of a steel cage. And there's a lot of things going on in this match. There's a lot of stipulations in this match. I'll put it to you like this to save a lot of time on this radio broadcast. This match, I said the match at WrestleFest between these two was going to shape where this company's future would go. This match at Toys for Tots inside of this cage is going to cement where this company goes. And with that said, I just want to announce that that's not the only main event. Toys for Tots will feature a double main event. In addition to the TJ Boss Ben Wright cage match, we will also see another Toys for Tots main event, a Toys for Tots tradition, as Anderson Strong will make his very first SCW heavyweight title defense against number one contender Dean Richards in a 30-minute Ironman match. That's right. It's the fifth annual Toys for Tots event. It's an event that every year we feature a 30-minute Ironman match for the heavyweight championship. This year, going to be no different. A double main event, 30 minutes Ironman match, Anderson Strong, Dean Richards for the SCW Heavyweight Championship, and Ben Wright versus TJ Boss inside of a steel cage, guys. I got to tell you, already two matches, and this show is going to be immaculate. There's really no way around it. So with that said, guys, really quickly, we're going to shoot out some social media links to you, and we're going to go ahead and jump into this week's calls because I do have a switchboard that is lighting up. So with that said, guys, if you want to follow a friend, like, share, what have you, anything SCW Entertainment, you can do so at the following places. Of course, our official website located at scwentertainment.com. We're on Facebook by searching SCW Entertainment or direct link at facebook.com/SCWEntertainment09. Also, you can find us at Twitter at SCW Greenwood. We're on YouTube at youtube.com/SCWEntertainment. You can also find us at Instagram.com/SCWEntertainment. Each Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., that's going to take some getting used to. Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m., we're here at blogtalkradio.com/SCWEntertainment for SCW Radio. And, of course, guys, still very active over at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com, guys. So whatever your social media site of choice is, there is absolutely no reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, whatever, SCW Entertainment, all over the World Wide Web, all over social media. So there you go. Now, with that said, we're going to go ahead and jump into the call-in portion of this week's show. So one more time, anyone out there who missed that call-in number at the top of the show, that number is 713-955-0804. Also, guys, keep in mind the live chat is up and running right now at blogtalkradio.com/SCWEntertainment. Click on today's 10/31/15 event, and you'll be able to live chat with us there as well. So, guys, with that said, I think what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and jump into some calls. And with that said, I did mention earlier I fully expected to hear from this guy, and apparently my expectation has become a reality because we are now being joined by an individual who, in my estimation, has a lot of explaining to do for himself after WrestleFest, and that is none other than the new four-time SCWX champion, Sean Storm. Are you there?
You think that I have some explaining to do? I think you actually have some explaining, apologizing, and reintroducing an old friend to do.
You think I need to give you a better introduction? An old friend. I mean, 6 months. 6 months you leave this company, and you waltz right back in the door, and all of a sudden you've forgotten everything that myself and my administration has done for you.
I forgot what you've done for me. I did what I said I would do. Explain to me, you're a businessman, right? You do everything for the good of SCW in your eyes, however you may see that. Is that correct?
Whether you see that way or not, that's absolutely correct.
Okay, so how is it a good business decision to have a former SCW heavyweight champion, tag team champion, now four-time X-champion, internet champion, Hunger Games winner, and conqueror of the mountain that is Mr. McClure, without anyone's help, by the way, and you decide to replace me with another Storm? How is that a good business decision? I did what I said I would do. I called him out. I beat him one-on-one, fair and square. I can't help that these people happen to like me now. They've obviously missed the greatest athlete this company has for a good 7 months now. How is that my fault? Why are you going to hold that against me?
You know, you're really – I don't know what you're doing, Sean. I really don't. I don't know what kind of angle you're trying to take here. I don't know what your end game is supposed to be, but I'll tell you this. If this is the new Sean Storm, if I am to believe that this is the new Sean Storm, then replacing you was the best move I made at WrestleFest, no doubt.
There comes
a time in everybody's career, and I'm no exception to this rule myself, as last year at WrestleFest, I backed out. I'm done. You know, Sean, I think that maybe you've gone soft, and maybe that's why you got replaced. Have you thought about that yet?
You're going to accuse the guy who just did the unthinkable and beat Aaron McClure of being soft. Is that really the approach you want to go with here? Because last time I checked, Aaron McClure has been around for a long, long time. I am the first man to call him out man-to-man and beat him. There are a lot of good guys in this company, but Dean Richards couldn't do that. Anderson Strong couldn't do that. You couldn't do that.
You don't know that.
And you're gonna hold that against me. There is a reason I'm back, okay? Now, if you really want to know, I was going to just shake your hand, become friends again, and move on. But if you want to try and hold that against me, I will tell you why I'm back. It's not even a complicated issue, to be honest.
Well, you know what? We're in the best forum for you to explain anything you need to explain, SCW Radio. So I'm all ears, and I'm sure everybody else is too, so go ahead.
Don't really think you want to hear it because you're going to get offended and try and take it out on me somehow. And like I said at WrestleFest, I've had my ass kicked in this company plenty of times. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to come back and fight. But if you want to hear it, all you have to do is ask.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm not even going to call you Storm anymore. How about second place Sean? Second place Sean, I'll tell you this. I'd love to hear it. And, you know, I'm glad that you say you've had your ass kicked before in this company, because if this is the route you're going, disrespecting me and my administration, expect plenty more. I'm all ears for an explanation. Regardless of who it offends, I want to hear it. I'd love to know where an individual that I trusted has gone, because you're not that same individual anymore.
I'm the exact. Would you like to fill these people in on exactly how I beat McClure? Because you seem to forget that part. You skipped right over that. How am I a different man? Tell these people how I pinned him, and then explain to me how I'm a different man.
Well, you know what? You could definitely make that argument. However, the argument could also be made that, yes, you did pin Aaron McClure off of a low blow. However, the match was no disqualifications. With that being said, you were well within the parameter of rules in that match. I don't understand what you're getting at.
What I'm getting at is that for 7 months I was gone. You know the personal hell I went through for those 7 months. I got exactly one text message from you. And once you realized that I couldn't be there to have your back and be useful to the Sean Van regime contacting me, it took a guy that I'm not even friends with, but Mr. Kevin there himself, checking in on me, making sure that I was at that show to do what needed to be done. And the fact is that while I was gone, that locker room was missing a leader. Those people look up to me. Okay, there are actually, I have a text right now I'm looking at from a certain individual on your roster who actually asked my permission to be me for Halloween. How many people have wanted to be you for Halloween, Sean? You call me second-rate,
Sean? Well, you know what?
Sean?
Halloween's all about dressing up as the ugliest, scariest thing you can find. So, zero. No one wants to.
All I have to say is, what exactly is the X title in relation to Mr. Anderson Strong right now?
That's great. And I'm glad you bring it up, because I'm going to say something. I'm going to make an announcement here. I'm glad you brought this up, ladies and gentlemen. The Gold Rush event that Mr. Storm is insinuating about here is not going to be going down this year. However, the Gold Rush privilege that the ex-champion may utilize his ex-title to cash it in for a match for the heavyweight championship, that Gold Rush privilege will carry over to Toys for Tots. And with that said, John, is there anything you would like to say about that? Because I got to tell you, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think you got lucky at WrestleFest. You did. You had the upset of the millennium when you beat Aaron McClure. Can you do the same against Anderson Strong? Is that something you really want to do? Do you really want to end your comeback so soon?
End my comeback so soon? See, I find it a little coincidental here that I'm sure it wasn't your idea to allow me to use that X Championship if I choose to at Toys for Tots. I'm pretty sure that you wish that Gold Rush had just gone away so that I would be off to the side and you wouldn't have to worry about that. And you also seem to assume that Anderson Strong is going to win that match. Why aren't you just assuming that? You're going to count Dean Richards out like that?
Well, once again, I don't know what your plans are, but I saw what he did to Dean Richards at WrestleFest.
No, you saw what Insano Smith did to Dean Richards. Dean Richards had that match handled, and you know it.
Is that what you think? You really think that Dean Richards had a 6'8" giant handled?
Did I not handle a 400-pound monster? The last time I got in the ring with him, he broke a ladder by physically putting me through it. And I still almost won King of the Mountain. Let me guess. You're going to try and punish me again? Is that what you're going to try and do? Is that where we're going here?
You know what? I haven't tried to punish you yet, but I'll tell you this, and this is something that I'm sure a lot of individuals who have been following anything going down on Facebook and other social media sites can tell you. It's not a good time to push my buttons. You saw what happened to TJ Boss. You saw what happened to Dean Richards. Will McBride, I'm going to be pressing charges against him.
See, that's where your problem lies right there.
Duration. That's
where
your problem lies. Trust me, it's not.
See, that's where your problem lies, because we disagree on several things. TJ Boss happens to be a 2-time former tag team champion partner of mine. Me and Dean Richards have had many a battles ourselves, but there is a mutual respect there. Bull McBride, I don't know what the hell that guy is doing. You think I've been gone for a long time. The fact is, move along with your little show here. Let the people talk about whatever they want to. But I guarantee you, Sean Storm will be around for a long time, and you're just going to have to deal with that. You can't fire me. You already know all about the contract, so what are you going to do, punish me? Bring it on. I'll handle whatever you have.
I'm really glad that you're so confident. You remind me of another guy named Jackson Carter who's really confident about himself after WrestleFest, but something tells me, and I'm not quite sure what it is, call it intuition, but something tells me that after Toys for Tots, there's going to be a lot of guys like you and Jackson Carter and TJ Boss and your Dean Richards and several other individuals who are going to be very disappointed. They're not going to have such a happy Christmas this year. And you know what? You want to move on with the show? That's great. Stay on the line here with us there, Sean. We'll move along, and we'll take our next caller here. And if I'm not mistaken, we are now being joined by one half of the new number one contenders for the SCW Tag Team titles, Ace Harris. Are you with us?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, happy Halloween. It is me. It's me. It's Mr. ACE. And I know this is your favorite holiday, Mr. Van. And Mr. Storm, I wasn't ready for you to tell everybody that I wanted to be you for Halloween, but it's really good to be here.
How do you like that, Sean?
That's kind of what I assumed was going to happen. But you know what? I'm not going to linger on that anymore. I'm going to talk to our new guest on the show, Ace Harris, alongside with your brother, Tony Lycan. You defeated El Diablo and Del Frito, brand new number one contenders to the SCW Tag Team titles. Now, with that said, we move along into the future here. You guys have the first shot at the Tag Team titles. We're not exactly sure yet when that match is going to take place. However, as it stands right now, Jackson Carter and TJ Boss are your SCW Tag Team Champions. So let's look towards the future. What are your thoughts and opinions on yourself and your brother getting this future matchup against and I'll give the devil his due, 4-time SCW Heavyweight Champion TJ Boss and this new rookie sensation, Jackson Carter. What are your thoughts, Ace?
Well, first of all, we told everybody that we was going to go to WrestleFest 7, that we was going to tear through Crunch Time Bell Run and become the SCW Tag Team Champion number one contenders. And we did just that. Now, I have all the respect in the world for TJ Boss because you know firsthand that Mr. TJ was the man who trained us in the XCR. He was the man who, you know, I had my first match against. So did Tony Lycan was in a match against him in his first match. So, you know, not taking away anything from him. And you go to Jackson Carter, and I watched you really close at WrestleFest. Jackson, I see what you did to the professor. And I have nothing but respect for you. But you see, the time's going to come where them titles are no longer going to be yours. It's no longer going to be TJ, because whether anybody likes it or not, whether I like it or not, TJ has his hands full right now with yourself, Mr. Van, and Ben Wright. So, see, his mind ain't all there on the tag team championships. And I'm going to be right and honest with you guys. I'm going to be right there. Me and Tony Lycan will be right there to pick up them belts and carry them and be the future of the tag team division in SCW. You see, you have great tag teams from the past, which you, yourself, Mr. Van, and Mr. Storm both have been part of some great tag teams. But see, now it's the future of SCW here that we're talking about, the future that you've been talking about, Mr. Van. And if you want a future of people who's going to take kick ass and take names, well, then it's come no further than Ace Harris and Tony Lycan. Everybody's seen what happened to El Diablo and Del Frio at WrestleFest. So there's your answer, Mr. Van.
You know, I got to tell you, Ace, you are definitely a dichotomy, and I'm on the fence about you and your brother. I have to be perfectly honest. I think everybody knows I'm looking for that new upcoming generation of SCW Entertainment performers that are going to be just that ass-kicking, you know, take-no-prisoners type deal. But I got to tell you, I'm on the fence about you guys. You guys walk out there and you slap fives with all these fans, and you let's be honest, you suck up to them, and then you come on this radio broadcast, and you do the same to me. There's a battle line being drawn here between what they think they want out in that crowd and what I know this company needs. And I got to know, Ace, you and your brother, you're on that fence. Where do you stand?
Well, personally, if I must be honest with you, you know, I've never had a problem with you, Mr. Van. Like I said, you're the boss. At the end of the day, my paychecks are being signed by you. And as far as the SCW Nation, you know, yes, they have a voice. And, yes, it's nice to hear it. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm the man. But, yeah, it's nice to have the SCW Nation behind you. But I'm not going to be the one to cross the boss, you see, because I have to make a living for my family. I have to do what's best for me. And at the end of the day, like I said, you are the man who signs the paychecks. So if need be, if you need that ass-kicking, no-prisoner tag team, if I have to be, if Tony Lycan and Ace Harris have to be that tag team, well, then we'll be that tag team. But don't forget, you know, it's the SCW Nation that, you know, that show up to watch these shows. So as long as they're satisfied and as long as you're satisfied, my job is done.
Well, you know what? That may be just a PC answer you're giving me, but I'll tell you what. It's no secret that myself and my administration are definitely looking for a tag team to take out the garbage, so to speak, around here in the tag team division. And I personally believe that you and your brother have a lot of potential. You really do. Last year at WrestleFest, you two got in the ring against each other, tore the house down. This year at WrestleFest, you two become number one contenders to the tag titles. I'm going to keep my eye on you two. But with that said, we do have another caller here in the queue, and we want to make sure we get everybody in before after call starts. So everybody hang here on the line with us. Next caller, last four digits, 9555. You're on SCW Radio. Who do we got?
Sean Van, you already know who the hell this is.
Welcome there. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now being joined by an individual who I feel should be the next SCW Internet champion, other than the nefarious one, Carl Hager. How are you doing?
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. What I want to know, at the very beginning of the show, you said Cat Daddy defeated the nefarious one, Carl Hager. Did you not say that?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Did he pin my shoulders on the mat?
Absolutely not.
Then he didn't defeat anything. All he did was pull a title off a rope. He didn't beat anybody. He didn't beat me. He didn't beat Josh Ramsey. He didn't beat Mr. Smith or whatever the hell he wants to call with his emotional, stupid-looking face. I don't care about that anymore. What I care about is I already issued a challenge to Cat Daddy, and he has yet to respond to me. So I'm issuing it now here on the radio station right now. Cat Daddy, Toys for Tots, December 19th. No, shut up. December 19th. 2015, I want you and me in that ring now at that Toys for Tots for the SCW Internet title. I'm sick and tired of being ignored. I'm going to be SCW Internet champion. So if you got something to say about it, say it. I don't give a damn at this point. I'm going to be SCW Internet champion.
He told you to shut up, Storm, by the way. You know what, Hager, man, I got to tell you, I like your fire. I really do, and you know what? Based off what you've said here today, I can go ahead and I feel confident enough to go ahead and book this without even the council's okay. I'm sure they want to see it too. I'm going to go ahead and pull my weight, guys, And let's go ahead and add one more big matchup to Toys for Tots right here on this week's episode of SCW Radio. I don't care what Cat Daddy has to say, whether he likes it or not. I want to see it, and it's going to happen at Toys for Tots. One-on-one, Cat Daddy is going to defend that SCW Internet Championship against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. This time, no ladders, no grabbing of championships. It is one-on-one, one fall to a finish. The two of you, I can't wait to see it. What are your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts are just that. I'm going to be SCW Internet Champion, and there's not a damn thing Cat Daddy can do about it. And I'll tell you one thing. If Mr. Smith, again, Mr. Emotionless Face, if he gets in my face again, I'll put him in the dirt. And, boy, believe me, next time you do that to me, I'm going to make you my personal bitch.
Okay, hang on one second here, everybody. Carl Hager is going to tell Sean Storm to shut the hell up.
And I'll say it again, shut the hell up.
See, if I wasn't dealing with Sean Van right now, I might just have to separate and come after you myself. But unfortunately, I'm just going to let Cat Daddy handle that.
Well, I tell you what, after I handle Cat Daddy, I may just come after you. You know what, Sean Van? Maybe that's the next plan in the future. Me versus Sean Storm. You know what? After I win the SCW Internet title, I may take the X title. What the hell is it called that you want to call it now?
Hey,
I'll take that
hey,
Hager, from you.
If you want it, you can have it, because by the time you come after me, I'm already have cashed it in. I will be your champion. So show a little bit of respect here to your future SCW Heavyweight Champion for the second time.
Fluke, man. Fluke.
Well, I mean, I agree. I think that goes without saying.
No, I mean, I feel like he should show a little remorse here. I mean, his best friend, his former tag team partner, got fired, and being a selfish Sean Van follower like he is, he doesn't even give a damn. That's the kind of guy that you want in your SCW?
I really haven't seen you shed one tear over Tanner Stone's injury.
Oh, it's going to be like that?
Absolutely. We're holding things up to your standards here.
Hey, me and Tanner Stone are the ultra competitors that we are, okay?
And you really expect me to believe that? You hear that?
Well,
cricket.
Hang on. Let me answer that question for you. I've already talked to Professor Murdoch. We have a mutual understanding of what's going on right now. So have we talked about this in private? So nobody else needs to know what we discussed about that whole issue. So you can sit there and say, I don't give a damn about my ex-tag team partner. Actually, I actually do give a damn, and we've already talked about it, and it's all been said and done. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tell you what, if you manage to upset Cat Daddy, bring it on. I'm game.
Oh, manage? No. It's a done deal.
Well, all right, guys. We're already into after call here, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to give everyone remaining on the line with us some closing thoughts. Apparently, Ace Harris has dropped the call here, so we'll start with you. Second place, Sean, your thoughts, your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio.
Second place, Sean. See, there's the problem once again. The disrespect from you people. Now, I'm not going to sit here and insult Carl Hager, because the man has a damn good history in this company. He might just beat Cat Daddy for that title, and I might be interested in that match down the road. But as of right now, I just went in the ring and beat the living hell out of a mountain of a man called Aaron McClure. I did what no one else has done, and that's a disrespect I get. Like, you're just going to walk in and just beat me. See, the days of Sean Storm following people blindly, that's over. If the fans want to have my back, more power to them. But I guarantee you, Sean Storm 2.0 is going to be on a roll. Okay, that losing streak just magically happened to end when I came back with this new attitude. And if that's a problem, you're going to have to talk to me after I continue to win. Winning is all that matters. I will take care of business at Toys for Tots, whether it's Dean, whether it's Anderson Strong. I really don't give a damn. My time is coming once again. Like it, love it, get used to it. Sean Storm is back. Show your respect.
All right, and we'll move on to you, Carl Hager. Your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio.
At this time, I would like to thank you for that match. But what I really want to happen is I want Cat Daddy to answer that challenge personally, because I'm sick and tired of him just not even saying anything to me. Because I'll tell you what, now that the match is said and done, it's going to be at Toys for Tots, you know, we're going to have a good time because I'm going to rip out his heart.
All right, guys, and with that said, you've heard a lot of talk about it on this episode of SCW Radio, so one more time. I know it's a little bit away, but we're going to talk about it now as we did earlier in the show. December 19th, SCW Entertainment's 5th annual Toys for Tots event, once again at the Cornacle Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina. Admission is one unwrapped toy per entrant. And on this very episode of SCW Radio, we have already learned three stellar matches are going to be going down at this event. First and foremost, a cage match between TJ Boss and Ben Wright that will no doubt cement the future of this company in that one contest. Also, guys, the SCW Internet Championship will be on the line as Cat Daddy puts that title up for grabs against the nefarious one, Carl Hager. One-on-one, guys, internet title on the line. And, of course, a Toys for Tots tradition. The SCW Heavyweight Championship will, in fact, be on the line in a 30-minute Ironman match as Anderson Strong makes his very first defense against Dean Richards. And, of course, you've got Sean Storm here with the X Championship, not letting us in on too much of what he's got planned for that Gold Rush privilege. Could he utilize that X title for a heavyweight championship match? There's so many different ways this could go. Legally speaking, he could enter himself into a match after the Iron Man match. He could enter himself into the 30-minute Iron Man match, making it a three-way. Or he could simply defend that title. The choice is his, and we're going to find out what he has decided come December 19th at Toys for Tots. And with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this week's edition of SCW Radio. I do want to thank everyone for calling in, regardless of some of the BS you may or may not have spewed. I want to thank everyone for listening, and especially on this Halloween edition. One more time, happy Halloween. Everyone out there who deserves to be said happy Halloween to. And, guys, I want to thank you for joining us at our new time, our new date. One more time, just want to reiterate, SCW Radio will, in fact, be each and every Saturday now at 3 o'clock p.m. as opposed to our old time of Wednesdays at 6:30. So, yeah, from henceforth, Saturdays, 3 o'clock p.m., SCW Radio, that's the place to be. So one more time, I want to thank everybody, and we'll catch you next Saturday. I know I'm hammering this home, but I want to make sure everyone gets it next Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., SCW Radio will be back with another edition. So until then, guys, I am your host, Sean Van, signing off.